All right, folks, today is actually Wednesday, July the 16th, 2014, and this is The Gorilla reporting to you live. I don't have any background music to run. I don't think I need any background music because, you know, what I'm about to tell you is something that's very, very dramatic. It's very serious. Without giving too much information away and sources and things of that sort, I've had a major confirmation by a gentleman who is a 4-star general. I had a conversation with the source till about like 1 a.m. in the morning last night, and I had to post this audio interview because as this audio interview was being put together and I was thinking about it and what to say, you know, there was a as it was actually happening I was working on this article. The article that I just posted, The New World Reordered. It's not my longest article, but there's enough information there that you can begin to see an emerging picture here. And it's very key. It's very, very important. And this audio that I'm giving you guys is also very, very important. This 4-star general, let me give you a little bit of background about this guy. He's Air Force. He's actually a real prominent individual within the Air Force. He's a very elite individual in the sense that he is one of the few who went from being a major to a 4-star general within the span of 4 years. That's how much of a hotshot this guy is. He is also in charge, or was in charge, of asymmetrical warfare. Okay, so they war-gamed a lot of things. And if you don't know what asymmetric warfare is, basically fighting a war in an unconventional way that it defeats the enemy without firing a shot. That's asymmetrical warfare. But of course, the reality is, shots are always fired. That being said, this gentleman was called upon because he was going to be the next in line for the Joint Chiefs of Staff after Dempsey gets down, and he will be representing the United States Air Force. So they've approached him with a FISA contract. It's a contract that is bound for life. The stipulations on the contract are that he, as a commanding officer, should be able to fire and kill and give the orders to kill American citizens on American soil. This was something that was so out of the ordinary, so out of left field, that it absolutely shook this gentleman to the core. He would have no part in it. No part in it whatsoever. He, in fact, went on to say that he angered the people that were sitting around the conference room table, that he was escorted from Langley by two armed guards. Shortly thereafter, some weird things started occurring. One of which was they started messing with him. Credit cards that he owned, some of which are companies that he's had for over 20 years, like American Express, per se, would all of a sudden be shut. Out of the blue, from nowhere. These are just one of the signs that you know that they are messing with you. So the man's totally freaked out. He goes ahead and puts his house in the market. It's up for sale right now as we speak. He's cleared what he needed out of his house. His wife is with him. His wife is on board with him. Believes in the very things that this man stands for and says. And he's only taken, they've only taken their necessities. In other words, that house is for sale. There's the furniture still in there. Their belongings, a great deal of their belongings are still in there. He doesn't want it. He just wants to get out. He wants to get out of the country. And that's how he came into contact with one of my contacts who happened to also work in the intelligence business and covert operations. And through him, he was able to get a hold of me. And this is not W, this is a totally different guy. This covert operational source. So the general described in detail, and what was given to me was this. And I had to take a notebook out, and I sat there listening. And I sat there listening very somberly. And the more information that he gave to me, the more somber I became, because it began to confirm to me many of the dates that my financial sources have told me. And it also began to corroborate with the dates that W's intelligence sources have told him. So here it goes. This is important. This is probably the most important thing I'll ever tell you. This is a life-altering event for me speaking to this man. This is how serious the game is. And whether we're off by 6 months or whatnot, it's not the point. It's the event. It's the build-up to the events and how it happens. And to let all the folks know that we are, in fact, reading the tea leaves correctly. So what the general said was this. This whole illegals that are being dumped in the border. Right now it's 300,000, soon to be 1 million coming across the border per month. And folks, I've warned you about this in prior reports. This is a long-standing 10 to 11-year plan. This is part of a written timetable. And it follows the number one, complete undermining of the United States dollar by the end of 2015. Now, I told you back in the December of 2013 that April of 2014 will begin the push-off point for the world to start moving away from the dollar. And we've seen what happened in Ukraine. We've seen what happens globally as the world shifts away from the dollar. We're seeing this build-up where nations are coming forward and saying, what is the point of even having the dollar? But members and readers and listeners to this website and followers, they all know this. You guys all know this. I'm not going to rehash it. But a complete undermining of the dollar by the end of the 2015. That means everything. The whole Russian blowback against Ukraine, which will occur. The BRICS Bank, which has already been signed into deal. $100 billion ready to fund. It's happening very quickly, folks. Just as we warned. So the undermining will begin. Then he went on to say that we will move, that by 2017 and no later, the United States will no longer exist. And this coincides with the undermining of the U.S. dollar, which will kill and destroy the United States economy. And at which point, with the dumping of these illegals, that's why the borders remained wide open, they're going to shotgun merge us with the Mexicans and the Canadians. In other words, the North American Union is back in play. At the end of 2017, it will be announced that we no longer exist as a functional government. In other words, we'll probably default on our debt. When that default occurs, you are looking at major economic upheaval. The generals also said that press covers and announcements have already been prepared. The cover pages for the media that are going to be given to the media have already been prepared. Now, as the general was laying this out, he also made mention of something very profound, which touches base with this article that's just been written and a few other articles like the Teutonic Silk Road that has been written as well by me. He said that $8 billion, conservatively, figures could be anywhere up to $32 billion, but $8 billion that he knows of black ops money was utilized to help rebuild the Silk Road. And folks, if you read this article, The New World Reordered, I made mention of the South Korean president who spoke in the Uzbek city, which is a vital pathway, vital point in the Silk Road. And that president said that the Silk Road will stretch from where, folks? From where? From London. There's that city again that people are writing off as dead. And all the way to Busan, the southernmost port city of South Korea, second largest city in South Korea after Seoul, which will be the exit for the pipeline. So we see this massive road. Well, the general said that $8 billion will go ahead to create this road that is made of 3-foot super concrete with 1-inch bars and 12-inch centers. In other words, this concrete is tough as nails. It's super strong. There's no way you could crumble it or break it. It's incredibly strong. And it will be covered in 3 feet of structural asphalt. That is asphalt that is intermingled with fiberglass. So it's going to be very, very strong. I mean, there's going to be nothing that's going to break this thing apart. That's what the Silk Road is going to be. And only commercial and military transport and operations will be done on it. Only used for the military and commercial needs. That's it. Nobody else. And I've detailed for you in this article how the Silk Road takes a 42-day sea route and reduces it down to 14 days. The general said that this deindustrialization project of the United States has begun with Nixon, and it was accelerated under Clinton. Hence, a lot of our trade secrets went over to the Chinese. And this is why we were deindustrialized. The way the breakdown is going to be, the financial control system, as the general puts it, will be in the City of London. The religious component of this entire thing will be the Vatican. The military node that's going to be very key into this whole operational end of it, it will be DC, which will be repositioned in Denver, Colorado. And I'll get to later why. And the manufacturing economic engine of the New World Incorporated will be China. Of course, that will come as no surprise. The general also said that we are on schedule, if not slightly ahead. Now on to the civilian situation here. One of the things that he made known to me was the drone pilot program. He named a specific drone pilot. And this is a young gentleman who is a rising star, who was a rising star at Colorado Springs Air Force Academy. The kid is very distraught because last week he's killed about 37 civilians abroad using a Predator. This young gentleman said that he feels worse than Hitler of what he's doing. Killing innocent men, women, and children who are just civilians. He knows they are not part of any sort of terrorist organization or whatnot. You see, when these drone guys, when they target you, they can see you as if you were 20 yards away. So it's very close. So when you do explode, they have a clear view via satellite uplink of what happens to a human body when it's hit with a high explosive round or munition or a missile, whatever have you. Sherman went on to detail that the drone programs that are run in the United States are really dark and really highly compartmentalized. He says drone pilots do not have contact with one another. They're not allowed to socialize with one another. They're not allowed to talk to one another. They sit there, they do their two-man mission, and they're gone. And when they're dismissed 30 minutes apart, and they are tailed home by an armed guard to make sure they are going home, that they do not mingle with anybody else. They are always monitored, and they're never alone. That's serious. The reason is they are looking for people who can kill others using a drone with no qualms and no problems. This ties in to the American civilians and the questions on resistance, and which is a question that I asked the general. I asked him, what about the resistance? What about the sleeping giant that we always talk about in terms of the American citizen? And the general said, in his own words, there's no way to stop this. He said the giant is dead. While the giant was sleeping, we had a special ops team come by and bleed the giant out and kill him. He said most of the people that are buying firearms and playing soldier in a firing range are not emotionally ready for the job. They're not emotionally ready to kill. They don't have the emotional training to handle the situation properly. They cannot go up against a tactical team. And the second thing that the general said is they have no idea of the size of force that is coming against them. And he made mention of tens and hundreds of thousands of mercs, mercenary groups. That would be Academy, formerly known as XE, formerly known as Blackwater. G4S, Bechtel, Halliburton, Kraft International. I mean, you name it. There's going to be a ton of these guys out there. And he said one of the things that people fail to realize are these weapon systems that are force multipliers that will kill. Like, one weapon system could kill thousands. One drone could kill hundreds or even thousands of people. Those are force multipliers. The second thing that the general said is this. When they bring down the United States in 2017, when this whole thing comes apart, they have, they have in key locations in the United States bioweapons placed. And the example that he gave me was this. If you have a 33-ounce can of Folgers coffee, you take that can of coffee and you have this bioagent in there, and all of a sudden you walk into a busy area, let's say in an overpass in Dallas, Texas, or the George Washington Bridge right here in New York, or something similar to that where you have a very heavy traffic area. And you just happen to open up that Folgers can, and if the wind outside was about, let's say, 3 miles per hour or so, you could have 20 million dead in 3 days. 20 million dead in 3 days. The general went on to say this type of bioagent will affect the water, the food, and the air. It will take 3 days to kill, with a near 98% kill ratio. And he said that the initial beta tests are on the pneumonic plague, a low-grade pneumonic plague. Now, this is what divine providence is, what I was talking about. As soon as he said pneumonic plague, I had one of my contacts send me an article, send me an alert stating that there's a man in Colorado that's contracted the pneumonic plague. In fact, Ken Shorchin, one of the writers over here at Rogue Money, actually wrote an article on it. Out of the blue. It's incredible. The general went on to say that the weapon signature will not be known. In other words, if there is a lab that chooses to research the virulent agents, what its protein makeup is, and how to kill it, or even identified properly, it would be impossible. In other words, the autopsies will be impossible to do. What does that mean, folks? It means complete plausible deniability for the parties involved. The government will have complete plausible deniability. The other thing the general said is that when this thing happens, they are going to shut down all passports. All passports will be canceled. All your airports, shipping ports, will be shut down. He said the recent spat of evidence in terms of gunboats, high-speed gunboats that were sighted in Texas, that were sighted in right here in New York and in New Jersey, in California, Louisiana, Florida, that are being operated by special op covert operational teams, and not the ones that you see with the Blackwoods in Texas where you got the Texas State Police riding it. I'm not talking about those. These are different boats. The reason for that is this, folks. Usually in a collapse situation, people with means will like to hire a skipper so they can get off land. These boats are there to ensure that anybody who tries to leave will be sent right to the bottom. This is very high level of covert operational activity. And it is designed to create chaos. And that is the thing that this general has talked about. And he is scared. This man is not scared of anything. But what is coming upon this country and what they have planned has so shaken him to the core that he has contacted me to get out, to leave. He is concerned about his children that still live and work here, and he is concerned about his grandchildren. But apart from that, he wants to get out of the way. And his thing here, folks, he said, it is important to get this information out because he wants people to get out of the line of fire. This is exactly what W and I spoke about a few months ago when we said, you got to get out of the way. The 2017 date is key. And we've seen the last few weeks how things are coming apart. Everything we've predicted, we talked about, you want to talk about a proven track record, folks. We told you that the silver price will be electronic. It will be an electronic price fix. And that it would be headed by the CME. We told you about this. And now it's here, just as we said it was. The times are critical. And this is the bit of information that when I had a general, this guy's just coming out of the blue, sharing with me information that the timetables, the protocols, match perfectly with what we have been saying. A guy who was a 4-star, who was up for Joint Chiefs, but walked away from it. The guy who was in charge of asymmetric warfare. Which, by the way, another example would be, as he said, we will just come and blow your wife and kids away in order to stop you from fighting. How do you like them apples? That has shaken me to the core. Look, I'm not in the business of scaring the crap out of people without at all. I like offering solutions. But take this information, you pray about it, you think upon it, you chew on it, you think it through thoroughly. And you do what you gotta do in the days that are ahead. If you can get out of the country, and I don't care where the hell you go, you don't have to, I'm not telling you to come down to Chile, southern Chile, and get involved with what we're doing down there. If you can flee to the north, go north. If you can flee to the south, go south. If you just get on a yacht right now with a rich friend of yours who you know and you want to sail out in the middle of nowhere, then you go ahead and you do that. Or if you just disappear off the grid, stay away from heavily populated areas in these heavily populated states, I'd recommend you do that. Things are going to get ugly. This is why the whole border has completely failed. And why this takedown is occurring right now. So take this information and think it through and act on it. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. This is the Gorilla, over and out.